I'm Bill Littlefield. In February of 2015, recently retired NHL veteran Steve Montador died in his home in Ontario. The cause of death has not been disclosed, but Montador's family has sued the National Hockey League after an autopsy found evidence of widespread chronic traumatic encephalopathy in his brain. Montador was 35 years old. For most hockey fans, Montador's death was just another story of an athlete who stepped away from the game and died far too young. But for fellow NHL veteran Daniel Carcillo, who played for 9 seasons in the league before announcing his retirement this fall, it changed everything. He told Only a Game's Karen Given his story in his own words.
Where does the blame lie? Does it lie on the PA? Does it lie on the league? Does it lie on the agents? Who's going to step up, basically? Hockey guys, our whole lives, it's been schedule. Today, I would have, if I was still playing, I would have, you know, got up at 8:30, driven to the rink the same way I go every day. I would have got to the rink, the omelet guy would have been there, and I would have wrote down, hey, I want some ham or bacon in my omelet. I would have hopped in the shower. I would have got out of the shower. My omelet would have been ready. I would have ate it because we had a 9 o'clock meeting. I would have been downstairs for the 9 o'clock meeting at 8:55. Right after the meeting, I would have went back upstairs. I would have stretched. I would have got on the ice for, you know, 9:30, 9:45 for a 10 o'clock practice. I would have practiced. We would have went through the same drills that we went through every day. We would have got off the ice. I would have stretched. I would have showered, maybe talked to the media, but I doubt it because, you know, I didn't talk to the media much. And then I would have gotten upstairs, maybe stretched a little more, hot tub, cold tub, got in the sauna, shower, blah, blah, blah. But I knew that that was my day. My mind needs to see results. My mind needs to, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought again, and that happens to me, so.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Where was I?
Well, I mean, you were saying it's hard to take a day off, basically, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, people with the mindset of, oh, just suck it up and, you know, you've made money. Yeah, we've made money, but you need a purpose. I was just done. I was spiritually and mentally just done. I never thought that way until, like, I mean, I had one of the best years of my life until my friend passed away. Ask anybody who knew Steve Montador and they'll tell you something real cool about him. I'd met him years prior. He was 7 years sober when I'd met him, and I'd had a reputation of, you know, being pretty wild both on and off the ice. And so when I came to Chicago, I decided to change my life and be sober. And so here was this guy who knew what to do and knew how to help me, and so we just hung around each other. And I wanted what Steve had as far as him being so comfortable with himself, so happy without any substances, like nothing, you know. So I don't know, we became really, really close. There was a lot of things that led up to what happened to him. Yeah, I mean, he had 3 concussions in 4 months. He was struggling in the last year and a half with finding who he was, what he was going to do. And I really believe that if he had the resources to help him identify what he wanted to do, he would still be here with us. I'm a really big believer in that. And like when Steve passed away, that's kind of where, you know, I couldn't play hockey anymore. I don't know why. I felt Steve with me, so I became very, you know, emotional in intermissions. I couldn't even be around the guys. I was crying. You know, I ended up getting a concussion that game and a fight, and that was it. And that was kind of the end of my career, and how fitting it ends in a concussion. And we all know Steve's story with that. And so it was just a really, really, really difficult time. The way I like to describe it is I use the analogy of a work dog. And if you work a work dog the way I've been worked for the last 12 years, and then you try and bring him inside after 12 years because you think he's tired and make him into a house pet, he's not going to be a house pet. He doesn't know how to be a house pet. He just knows how to be a work dog. And so he'll get depressed and he'll go off in a corner and that dog will pass away. And that's what those dogs do. And there's been a lot of guys who needed the help, didn't know where to turn, and turned to the wrong things in these past years that have passed away. It's a scary thought. the biggest thing that is lacking with that is resources. There's no resources for me to turn to and say, hey, I'm having a tough time. Like, I'm having problems. Like, what can you do for me? What I'm building right now with Chapter 5 is going to help these guys figure out who they are as people, how they want to repurpose their lives, and what will make them happy. The ultimate goal is to talk to these guys when they're younger and get them thinking about transition and retirement. Fill them with information. Know that they have somewhere to turn when they're done, because from experience, they're going to need it. I don't get it. Like, we give so much of ourselves, and then once it's done, it just feels way too, like, harsh. Like, this has been way too hard on both me and my family, and I needed help, you know, and there was no help out there. So I will create the help, and I'll partner with everybody I have to partner with who's not part of the league, if that's what it takes for them to wake up and say, hey, you know, maybe this guy's right. Maybe we should do something.
Daniel Carcillo hopes his nonprofit organization, Chapter 5, will begin working with hockey players soon.